A children's club is attacked in India. Christians are undeterred in ministry. A missions team takes part in an old-fashioned barn raising, Zimbabwe style, and decades of New Testament translation finally end in celebration. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Hindu militants stormed the festivities of a new children's Bible club in a slum of Hyderabad, India last Thursday. They turned over chairs, beat teachers, and shouted that the conversion of children to Christianity was not to be permitted. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says this isn't the first time violence has erupted, but the leaders are persevering.
They said, "We're very proud to be persecuted for Jesus. We are going to lay low for a few weeks, and then we're going to go back and start over, because these people will not be able to chase us out of the slum."
Last year, more than 1 million children and their families committed their lives to Christ.
This is all motivated out of fear on the part of these Hindu extremists, who understand that this ministry is very effective. It's touching a felt need in the hearts of parents and their families, and they're afraid of what's happening to their communities.
Pray for courage for the Bible Club leaders who continue to risk physical harm so children can hear the gospel. Next, roughly 83% of Zimbabwe's population is in poverty, with inflation growing to just under 5,000%. Global Aid Network's Jay Walstead says they just took in a mission team to help.
Medical care is one of those things that it's difficult for people to afford right now, so that was very much needed. We specifically went into the northeast part called Mutsi. We were in the town of Katwa, and they have a primary school there, and so we helped to build some more classrooms for them. In addition to that, we did vacation Bible school and shared the gospel using the gospel bead bracelet, and then we handed them a care pack, which included school supplies that most of them don't have.
When you touch the children, you touch the parents. Walstead says the local church is handling follow-up.
There's 22 churches in the area, and we had several of the pastors help us with interpreting while we were working with the kids. We showed the Jesus film in the evenings, and many people responded. And so the pastors, because they were there through the whole thing, we are constantly encouraging people to get connected with the local church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A widespread radio partnership has emerged as the Tikuna Project. The Tikuna are an isolated nomadic people living along the Amazon in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru. HCJB Global's Kevin Mayer says their team designed the radios.
They are a fixed-tune solar-powered radio that we've developed here at the HCJB Global Technology Center. And basically, our idea with these is to distribute them to different partners around the world, like Transworld Radio, to give them a tool they can use to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Once they're out of customs, Transworld Radio's Jim Munger says they'll be in charge of distribution and programming. The goal of this project?
Evangelism of people who are otherwise inaccessible, and then building up the church. There are churches among the Tikuna people, but because it's a nomadic group in the jungle, there are a lot of isolated communities, so radio is an ideal medium for reaching these people with the gospel.
Elsewhere, three Canadian mission teams came with willing hearts to serve in Guatemala. As a hands team from Worldwide Christian Schools, they helped longtime missionaries begin construction on a school. The Canadians washed the feet of the Guatemalan leaders and gave testimony. The staff were continually impressed with the Canadians' desire to serve and are thankful for the work that they did. More teams are needed this year to serve around the world. And after 30 years of translation, 800 Mongoli people celebrated the completion of the first Mongoli New Testament in late April. Thanks to a partnership with a local member of the SIM International Church, 2,000 copies were printed in Benin as a test run. 50 copies sold the day of dedication. The local king of the Mongoli believes their language will endure now that it's in writing. Pray that having God's word in their language will renew vigor and vision for the Mongoli Church. Mission Network News is a news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their TV broadcast in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.